Congratulations to the student athletes and the coaches from each of the programs here that qualified for the Big Ten tournament, and to Tracy Smith and his staff and kids for winning the regular season. Being the older statesman of the group here, I think as I look back in Big Ten baseball over my 35-year connection with the league, I am impressed with the level of commitment that has transpired through our league. The level of play, the new facilities, the advancement in recruiting because of the Big Ten network and television. But you look around the league now and the coaches that have been hired, the facilities that have been built, the student athletes that are being recruited into this league is probably the best I've seen in my tenure here in this league. And I think it's reflected in the way the season went, and in terms of it went down the last weekend and had great matchups, and you could go from first to being out of the tournament. And I think that's a testament to the caliber of play, the quality of the league this year, and more importantly, I think the level of commitment from the institutions and the coaches that are leading these programs. So I've just been impressed with the growth of our league and happy to see it, and I think the future of Big Ten baseball is bright. This is another chapter in our history, a chance to play in a major league facility, one of the top major league facilities in the game in Target Field. We have great partners here. The Twins have been wonderful stewards of amateur baseball in the Midwest and the state of Minnesota, and I think this is another testament to their love for the game and the importance of the amateur game and how it feeds into the professional game here, and the combination of this organization, who is a first-class organization, and in conjunction with the Big Ten Conference and their staff, I think we're set here to have a great week of baseball and another exciting Big Ten tournament, and I think you're going to see some players play in this tournament that will probably play in Major League Baseball someday if they're still healthy. There's a lot of talented players who are going to step on that field, and the fans that do come out, I think they're in for a real treat, because I think you're going to see an outstanding brand of baseball. This is probably the highest conference RPI we've had in probably my tenure here for a long, long time, so I think you're going to see that quality out there in terms of the competition that goes on in the field. So our team, we didn't play the series against Michigan State here. We had 12 inches of snow, so we lost three games, and we played 12 road games and nine at home, and we went 9-3 on the road, and we kind of stubbed our toe coming home here at the end. We're a team, I think, like Greg mentioned, Ohio State. We struggle offensively at times. The score runs. We've been able to pitch at a fairly high level all year. That's our strength. We have played pretty good defense. There's been down the stretch here we haven't, but we got to pitch and play defense and try to grind out three or four runs to give ourselves a chance.